Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Should we do the over-under today on if Biden will come out on time? They always schedule these press conferences, and he's never
I'll take the over.
On time because I think he needs more nap time. Do you think that's what it is?
I don't know what it is. I'm tired of even trying to guess. You see, you can't make it up. I'm tired of even trying to figure out what they're making up. I'm brain dead on it.
He had a press conference scheduled earlier this week to talk about, I think it was this happy talk on after meeting with CEOs of Best Buy and a few places. He was going to come out and tell us how much they said everything was fine.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see.
Guess what he did? Canceled it.
Yeah.
I mean, literally the media was, ready to hop on over and check it out. They're going to move him into place. Ah, he's not doing it. So I don't know if it's a nap or what's going on here.
The latest that came out of the Minnesota visit.
That was such a nothing burger.
It was at Dakota County Technical College, Community and Technical College. They emailed all the students at like 3-something in the morning and said, no in class today. Everything's going to be online today. Don't come to class today because the president's coming and security issues.
Well, wouldn't the idea be if a president comes, you'd have the students there to interact with him?
Well, there were students there, but they weren't from Dakota County Technical College.
Where are they from?
They don't know. A number of students were across the street in the Let's Go Brandon protests that were out as they pulled in. A bunch of students showed up at that. And this busload of so-called students comes in, and they had like 20, 30 of them, whatever. And a number of the students at Dakota County were going, hey, those people...
Tell us to stay home, and you bust in other students.
They don't go here. They brought in the students.
Well,
actors.
Is there any media in Minnesota actually?
Well, it's all acting. The whole thing is acting. It's acting and reading scripts.
But do you think the students were actors? Kind of
no.
Like the NASA thing for the VP or what?
Every one of the actual students that were across the street saw video footage of the thing with them, there.
And they said, these are not students from our school.
They are not from Dakota County Technical.
So what I'm getting at is, where are they from?
Who knows? Wherever they brought them in from. Where are the protesters from?
Does anybody ask these questions?
No. That's what I'm asking. Well, who are these students and where were they? Are they even students?
What in the world?
Are they just actors? It's like that Kamala Harris thing with NASA when she gathered with all the kids. They were all child actors. It's ridiculous.
Very bizarre. Very, very bizarre. Open phone Friday for the first hour here today. First time callers go to the front of the line. You got that? That's right. We want those first time callers today on the program. Here's the numbers to call, 800-228-0550. If you are a first time caller, let Daniel know that when you call. And you can call 258-0550. You can call the line that allows you to leave a little message. And not even wait in line. Our 24/7 hotline is 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Okay? That's right. You can also call Kevin at 701-271-1100. And if you're a first-time texter, let us know that when you text 701-237-1100. 1590, 701-237-1590. Okay? All right. Anything on your mind? Whatever's on your mind, let it go. We have a viewer on Facebook watching us from Telluride, Colorado.
Love Telluride, Colorado.
Yeah.
My favorite places on the planet.
He's asking if Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are going to deliver for America. I think so, he says. I'm not so sure. I think they're going to find a way where they both win. They can't not pass this monstrosity now. It's like the whole Biden-Harris ball game rests on that awful Bernie Sanders wish list. So
yeah,
they're going to pass something. I'm hoping that Manchin and Sinema have enough juice to totally water this thing down and get as much of it defanged as possible. That's where I think it would help. Ray says he's in liberal land. Help. I don't know. What can we do? We could go do the show there, I guess.
Can't swing a dead cat without hitting a ski bum there.
And edumacate some people there in Telluride, Colorado.
I'm sure.
Anyway, looking forward to your questions and comments today. If you're watching online, God bless you. Love to have you there. Love to have you watching us on the show. Todd Mitchell is off today. Todd's recovering from kidney stone surgery. Not fun.
Not fun. Not fun at all.
Never a good thing. No, sir. No, we. We're brought to you today by the wonderful, magical Badlands Christmas. This tour is coming to a town near you. Family-friendly show. And the audience is in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Montana. Get to check it out. They're doing 30 shows in 22 communities. If you go to Medora.com under events, you'll find all the details. They've already been in Tioga and Minot, Devil's Lake, Watford City, Williston, Glendive. They're at the Old Town Theater in Medora. This is one of the special shows. They're doing the Christmas dinner buffet there as well. You can get your tickets online at Medora.com. Tomorrow, another show, 4:30, and another one at 7:30 in the Old Town Hall Theater, right there in Medora, okay? And then Sunday, they'll be in Lead, South Dakota at the Homestake Opera House. Next Tuesday, Pierce, South Dakota. Wednesday, the 8th, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Then they're back in North Dakota, Grand Forks on Thursday the 9th, Fargo on the 10th, Ellendale on the 11th. They'll be in Alexandria, Northwood, Wappanin, Jamestown, Park Rapids, way down in Bloomington, Minnesota, Henning, Minnesota, Valley City, Bismarck is where they wrap up. Bill Sorensen leads a great cast this year, so I hope you check that out. They're awesome. All right, Rick has a question. Rick, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good afternoon. Should say good morning. Have you read the article, and it just got posted a few hours ago, about the division, I think it's Division One swim team out of the University of Pennsylvania, a transgender person, which I have no problem with, but he's competing, or she's now competing as a female, but for the past 3 years before this year was competing as a man. And this woman is now shattering women's records in the NCAA. And I have no problem. Mix it up, be who you are, whatever the case may be. But if you were competing as a man, and then you just switched a year and a half ago, how is that fair? And I have kids, and I know a lot of kids in college. How is that fair?
It's not.
You're still a man genetically.
It's not fair, number one. Number two, this shouldn't be difficult to regulate, for lack of a better term, I guess, to have some rules around it, right? It's egregious.
It's ridiculous.
It just shows you how far we've fallen. I mean, this is you can fix this in 5 minutes.
These are long-standing records. Division, I think it's Division One. I might be mistaken, but I think it's Division One. Second and third place times. He shattered them, or she shattered them.
Yeah,
and
Leah Thompson.
Unbelievable.
It's Leah Thomas, a 22-year-old transgender swimmer.
University of Pennsylvania.
At a meet including Princeton and Cornell. She had a time in the 200-meter free and the 500-meter free. Those were records for Penn. Would have placed her second and third, respectively, in the NCAA Women's Championship.
You know, what's unique about this one, it seems to me, Rick, is that, as you mentioned earlier, before the transition, she competed for 3 years at Penn as a man named Will Thomas. So she was an athlete there as a man, then a he, now a she.
Walk me through the word transition. Is that just grow your hair out and put on some lipstick? Is that how the transition works? Because you're not transitioning to becoming a woman.
You
haven't paid the dues that real women pay. Sorry, you're not a woman.
I would think,
period.
And I would think if I were in the realm of someone who was not comfortable as the gender I was born with, and wanted to transition to a different gender, if I was in that very difficult position,
yep.
I would look at stuff like this and say, come on, this is not right. This is unnecessarily putting people who are in that position in a very uncomfortable position. And if I'm at UPenn or any other school, is it not basic common sense to say you will compete in our teams with the gender at your birth?
Period. You want to get on a mat, on a court, in a pool, any of that, you cannot do it.
Doesn't discriminate against your current status. It's just basic, simple rules. Rick, don't you think that would solve this?
You would think so, but we're just not there as a... We used to be in that part of society, but now we got to accept everybody for who they are. But that changes the whole story of sports. It really does.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
For my kids,
it is ma'am.
Yeah. I just don't understand why this isn't really just sort of duh time here. Basic common sense.
That's really gets me.
Now the records mean nothing either.
And what about the girls, the actual females that are competing and have been trying to get scholarships?
Not fair. Thanks, Rick. More after this.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges, just with a controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI bin dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI bins, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Go to the front of the line today. So it's first time Friday. If you are a first time caller, let Daniel know that when you call. And Kevin, you're going to need to pick a number today.
Yeah, we can do that.
This hour and next hour, and when we get to that, you know, could be the first caller, could be the third caller, could be whatever. whatever that number is, you let me know when the first-time caller has hit the magic number, and we'll give them a Let's Go branded T-shirt from NoDakTees.com. They have other T-shirts if you don't want to wear the Let's Go branded shirt. I love the Let's Go Brandon moniker for a couple of reasons. Yeah. One, it's funny. Okay?
Yep.
Second of all, it expresses frustration without having to use FJB. And rather vulgar word.
Yeah.
Right?
So we're all
Let's go, Brandon!
Right.
There you go.
But it also triggers some people. It does.
By the way, just reading a little more on this Leah Thomas to Rick's call about the transgender athlete breaking swimming records. This past June, the Department of Justice argued that laws in Arkansas and West Virginia barring athletes who were born as men from competing in women's sports were unconstitutional.
Mm.
What about the constitutional rights of the females that swim for UPenn, of the actual females that are there competing?
They are victims.
What about them?
They are victims.
They don't matter.
And again,
their scholarships, their goals, their dreams, their ambitions, they don't matter. Just got to make sure that this person gets to swim against them.
Yeah. It's and I would love to explore this more if people want to talk about it, but to me, if I was in the position of being uncomfortable with my gender and feeling as though I need to avail myself of the medical ability to change my gender, change my name and all that, I'm not going to try and psychoanalyze how that happens. It happens.
Oh, yeah.
There's people that feel that way.
No problem.
And if I were in that camp, I would be appalled at these kind of efforts by this athlete at UPenn or others. Sort of the same way I am people who think that, quote-unquote, gay pride and this whole drag thing and going in parades with, inappropriate attire to celebrate your gayness. To me, that's just like an agenda that denigrates people who have a same-sex attraction, have a biological issue with their gender. I mean, to me, it's I would think the loudest voices against this would be people that, like, come on, don't do this. But it's sort of America today. I don't know.
Well, I don't care if you have a parade, if you dress, if you're RuPaul. I have no problem with that. Live your life how you feel most comfortable. But stay off the court, stay off the track, stay out of the pool, especially if you are a male biologically and you're trying to, you're dressing and behaving and acting and living out the life of a woman. You're not.
The times in which we live right now, and this is
a perfect
example of it, require us to support companies and organizations that share our values. Really.
Amen.
Who are you giving your money to? Who are you giving your hard-earned dollars to? When you buy a product, are you sure that they share your values? Well, our friends at Patriot Mobile not only share our beliefs, they actually do something about it. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. You can switch to Patriot Mobile, and by the way, you'll get service from the same towers of all the major carriers. Okay? They can explain this when you call 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Just go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call their great U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. All right, first-time caller, Kayla, calling from somewhere in Minnesota. Kayla, what's on your mind today?
Good morning and Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas to you, Kayla. Yes, thank you for calling.
Thanks. I'm from Clitheroe, Minnesota. It's a small little town around Henning.
Very nice.
I just heard from the last caller about the transgender competition, and I'm a faithful believer in Jesus Christ that we are all born equal, separate and different, and we were made to complement each other. However, just because subjective emotions change, they do not change objective facts. And these objective facts demonstrate that we are biologically different and created for different things with different strengths. So my question is, where are these modern-day feminists that are creating a big deal about men taking over the world. Well, now men are taking over women's world and women's strength. And what are women left to champion for? Nothing. We have nothing left to succeed in because our men are dominating the world. And I believe masculine men are a beautiful thing. But in masculine men in a woman's realm, it's just scary.
How wise is Kayla here?
Yeah, exactly.
And you in asking the question, where are the feminists? It's just unbelievable. It, to me, exposes the feminist movement as nothing other than a bunch of political hacks.
Oh, yeah.
They aren't for feminism. They are not. And it's, you know, it's sad to watch, actually. But truth is truth. And
right.
You make a very good point.
Well, this woman competed as a male for the first 3 years of eligibility in the NCAA, and it's just not right. I'm sorry. That's not right.
Well, where's the other side of the spectrum? Where are the women dominating the men's sports? These transgender men born as women. Well, if fair is fair, well, then where's that side of the coin?
It doesn't work that way, though.
Because there's biological facts.
And I would ask anybody in the camp of, you know, hey, live and let live. Who am I to judge? Whatever. I'm not going to weigh in on this. Follow this to its natural progression. Where is this going? Just get a few steps ahead of this. That's what I think we need to realize. Where I think it's healthy to have a conversation to say, boy, oh boy, the more we just sort of enable some of this stuff and just say, okay, we're in fear. Yeah. We can't say, no, women should be in women's sports. And let's say that at your birth, your gender guides how you would, you know, participate in athletics at any level. And if you're born male, you'll be in male. You know, if you just sort of don't dare talk about it, Kayla, and shy away from it, not be as bold as you are and bringing the issues you're bringing forward, where are we going? Where will this end?
The true problem does not lie with the transgender issue, honestly. I think the true problem in our society can be blamed on the elevation of emotional value rather than subjective facts. Like, your emotions are valued more than truth. And I think that just explains the problem of everything that's going on right now. And the only thing I can do is teach my children, just because you feel bad about something doesn't change the truth of it. So always pursue truth.
Always pursue truth. This should not be so hard. It should not.
The number I was looking for was 1. She gets a T-shirt.
Yeah, that's good stuff, Kayla. We're going to send you a Let's Go Brandon T-shirt. Hang on. Coming out to...
All right. Thank you, guys.
Small town Minnesota. Well, obviously, a whole lot of common sense resides right there. Lives in a suburb of Henning. There you go. Love it, Kayla. Thank you very much. Joanne and Bismarck, you're next. Mike from Fairbanks, Alaska, listening. How about that? Telluride, Colorado, Fairbanks, Alaska, Minnesota, North Dakota, Grant and Bismarck. Stay tuned. You're on deck on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. And Biden's 15 minutes
Bob
later.
Bob Rule. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted to approve the stopgap bill to fund the government through mid-February.
221. The nays are 212. The bill is passed.
The bill immediately went to the Senate and passed 69-28. The stopgap spending bill avoids a short-term shutdown and funds the federal government through February 18th. Hawaii became on Thursday the fifth state to confirm the Omicron variant after New York announced five new cases earlier in the day. In Hawaii, the variant was found in an unvaccinated Oahu resident. As the White House pushes to vote against reimposing sanctions on the Russian-backed natural gas pipeline Nord Stream 2, it's been revealed Nord Stream 2 lobbyists made maximum campaign contributions this year to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrat lawmakers. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The moon is right, the spirit's up.
Merry Christmas. We're in the Christmas spirit here. Hope you are too. On what's on your mind. Start the count over on the first-time callers, okay? Gave away one. We have another Let's Go branded T-shirt to give away here today. On What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Who's hungry? Salisbury Steak is what's for lunch. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience at the 12th Avenue at I-29, PetroServe USA. Meatballs in Yulin. Chicken tenders on West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Couple of choices for you in Valley City. Pulled pork with gravy, chicken fettuccine. Maybe order up a made-to-order Valley Meats burger there, too. And any PetroServe USA, the 4-for-4 deal is a great deal. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 2 homemade cookies, 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4. Don't forget to load up on the weekend for those great buns, Comer Rolls, Valley Dairy locations in the Northern Valley, PetroServe, in the Southern Valley and throughout North Dakota into Minnesota as well. And this weekend is Bison home playoff football. Stop at a PetroServe USA. Register for 2 $500 gift cards for the Game Day Bison giveaway. If you registered before, you got to register anew. Each home game for the Bison, there's a new drawing for 2 $500 gift certificates. PetroServe USA. Another first-time caller, Joanne in Bismarck. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Joanne.
Hey, good morning, you guys. First of all, I just want to say I really enjoy listening to you. I turn you on every Friday morning as I make my way over to Jamestown to see my parents and really enjoy the conversation that goes on. What I wanted to bring up, and I apologize if this topic's already been talked about, but I just was curious to know what you guys' thoughts are on the potential Bison World that'll be being talked about and potentially coming into Jamestown, what you think the impact will be for Jamestown and the state of North Dakota.
Yeah, we've talked about this for a while. The Bison World Project is a big dream. I mean, some big thinkers, big dreamers have been working on that project in Jamestown for a while, and it is bold. I mean, it's like a mini Disney World in the Jamestown, the Bison World. They've done a lot of analysis with reputable firms related to the revenue potential from that. Everything I've seen suggests that if these analyses are correct, this thing would be a viable project. So I think it's great. One thing I don't support, Joanne, is for it to receive, incentive dollars, taxpayer dollars in any way, or be part of these different funds that are available right now, mostly because the funds that are available, like, for instance, a portion of the legacy fund that'd be invested in the North Dakota projects. There is such a competition for those, and they are for primary sector jobs. They are for the kinds of things, manufacturing, energy sector items that would have, you know, enormous economic benefits to them, whereas a project that is, you know, down to, okay, ticket takers and, you know, the kind of jobs that, well, we'll take every job or not a primary sector job. So I think the project's great. I think based on everything they've proven out, the thing should succeed, and I hope maybe they can get some tourism dollars. Could certainly be appropriate to get a tourist attraction like that in Jamestown. But I just think the idea of us, you know, some of these programs that are new to attract industry into North Dakota, it would be a bad look if the state says, yeah, let's put some dollars towards a amusement park and the kind of jobs that aren't exactly primary sector. Does that make sense, Joanne?
Yeah, sure it does. And, you know, I guess I look forward to maybe a little bit more of what's going on in terms of museums. If you get something in there that is going to attract, and it's not just, you know, grandiose is great, but let's get something that's really going to bring people into the state of North Dakota and put some dollars into the state of North Dakota. So if we get these legacy funds giving out, but look what's coming back in to the entire state of North Dakota. So, yeah, I'm excited to see where this is going to go.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We're due for an update on it, so I appreciate the call on it. And bless you for taking Fridays to go see your parents. You know, my mother-in-law died on Thanksgiving Day a week ago. Now, late in the final hour of Thanksgiving 2021, it was the last parent for Marie and I. And, you know, you feel rudderless. You really do. You feel orphaned. You know, it's not like you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, my mother-in-law lived till she was 88, you know, so you can't really be selfish and say, gosh, I wish we'd have had her till 98. You do, but you know that, you know, that's how it ends at some point. And had both of her parents into the 80s. My parents both died in their 60s and have been gone. First parent lost in 2009, the last one just last week. So good for you to spend some time with your parents and cherish those memories for sure.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, don't take advantage of a family. I lived out in Billings for 10 years and just had to get back closer to them. Family's important. Family's everything.
Sure is.
So sorry to hear about your loss. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Take care. Mike in Fairbanks. Our listeners are everywhere. What's on your mind, Mike?
Well, good morning. I am just really disappointed in your state, you guys. And that guy from Telluride, he's nuts. He really wants to sick 90,000 IRS agents on everybody. I don't understand it. These old hippies that moved up there, I'm from Durango. Well, my family's from Durango. I've been to Telluride many times, never up the narrow gauge, but used to be a beautiful town, used to be a red state. Now it's a blue state, and I'm afraid North Dakota is too. I read the Plains Reporter on how your money was dispersed, and I am disgusted with your governor. He's pro-abortion, and he's a rhino also, like Senators John Hoeven and Kevin Cramer. I am really disappointed in these Zach's happy people. They've got blood on their hands what they're doing right now. There's people dying left and right after being vaccinated. They're going into seizures. They're covering it up. And all these guys can do is think about is spending our money, creating more debt. They're the cause of our inflation right now. And they can all go to hell for all I care. I'm disgusted with them.
All right. We're gonna stop when you're suggesting people go to hell, Mike. All right? So you said a lot of things there that need some responses, but we're gonna say enough's enough when you're suggesting people go to hell, because this is not what we do on this program, and have a code of conduct that doesn't let you do that. First of all, you mentioned the listener from Telluride. The listener from Telluride was watching on our stream and was lamenting the fact that he was in liberal land and was hoping Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema would stop the proposed legislation you're talking about. So you've got that one wrong. What else did he say? That Doug Burgum is pro-choice. I don't. What would lead him to believe that? Governor Doug Burgum has signed every piece of pro-life legislation during his tenure that the legislature has passed. So I don't know. Now, you mentioned Vax Happy. Again, there is a Department of Health that is certainly, I think, fairly called Vax Happy and have been cheerleaders for the vaccine. It's not worked out real well because North Dakota has among the lowest vaccination rates in the country because I think North Dakotans don't take lightly a Department of Health cheerleading such things, and they've not figured out the North Dakota psyche yet, that is sort of, not sort of, it is counterproductive. It's not working. So I guess that's about the only thing I'd agree with you there as well. Plains Reporter might not be your best news option there. Maybe that's the problem up there in Alaska. Get you some more news sources. All right, Grant in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Grant.
Yes, just touching base with boys going, playing girls, and girls getting mad about it. I mean, we got to think about what Rush Limbaugh said with the feminazi movement and the whole liberal drumbeat of everything is to turn the world upside down. What's good is bad, and bad is good. And they will never be happy with anything until they have everyone under control. And this is just another thing. It just keeps them always wanting more and more and more. You can never make a liberal happy. And to kind of combat this, I'd say, is possibly maybe in our state we need to think about open enrollment with the kids where the money follows the child. And if people want to make the move to teach their kids at home, that money can come back to them and assist them while the parents are trying to work and teach their kids. I think that would be a good step to maybe combat this, because honestly, with Kirsten Baszler, I know you've had her on, but what has always made me a little leery of her is her comments on CRT. She wasn't really firm against it or for it, and I just think that that's another.
Yeah, I would suggest that you listen again to Kirsten Baszler. I think she was completely against critical race theory, the ideology, A, and B, the idea that it would be okay to teach it. I think her concern was, you know, there are things in equality. In other words, making sure a child from a poor home, for instance, has the same education as someone who's, you know, comes from a family of wealth. So she worried about, you know, equality being, you know, I guess the definition of equality in her eyes, of making sure every child in the North Dakota system had an equal education, being compromised because of critical race theory. That's my take on her. First time caller, Nancy and Ryder. You're up at What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hey, I'm calling in response to the lady that she won the T-shirt and really had some good comments.
Yes.
She was talking about how we're going more on emotions now than what's actually the truth or the fact.
Yeah.
I'm almost 64 in a month, and I've been working as an RN for 42 years. Well, I'm kind of tired. So emotionally, I feel like I should be able to say I'm 70 years old and should be able to get full Social Security. You know, if we're going to go by emotions with everything, when you were asking, you know, where does the line get drawn? You know, it's almost the same kind of thought.
Absolutely it is. And that's a great illustration of it, Nancy. Very good point. You know, go on down to the Social Security office and tell them, no, I'm done, because my emotions are, I feel like, you know, the line starts where I say it starts. So,
well,
pay up.
This administration, maybe I'll try it and see what happens.
Yeah, it probably will work, Nancy. Probably will work. I love the call, and I'm glad you called. And will you do me a favor? Call again, Nancy. We love that kind of common sense here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And God bless you. Thank you very much for listening. Another first-time caller will get a Let's Go branded T-shirt from NoDatTees.com. Ruger in Golden Valley has a comment about cell phone service. We're going to get to that. John Hinderacher from the Center of American Experiment. First-time callers go to the front of the line today. We're going to talk about a new hydrogen ammonia project in the Talk Radio Town Hall today. And also, Yana Myrtle will tell us what the Supreme Court debate over abortion could mean for North
Dakota. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful. Presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include 3,800 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster and Stutzman counties, 98 acres of highly productive cropland in Pembina County, 480 acres in Montreal County, and 160 acres in McLean County, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Suggestion for you for Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Wellness.
Feliz
Pump up
Navidad.
The immune system. That's the gift that keeps on giving. You find some way to give your loved ones a boost of their immune system and a path of wellness, and you are going to never regret it. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, has an incredible selection of saunas right now. And I'm telling you, that's exercise while you sit on a hot box. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Your body.
Yep.
Your body, when it induces a fever, gets all the bad stuff out, and your heart rate goes up just like if you're on a treadmill. The sauna, the hot tubs, they've got it at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck on the Expressway by Walmart. Grand Cities Mall, right in front there off South Washington, Grand Forks, and right next to Spitfire Grill in West Fargo. Spondyl 13th Avenue Southwest, and you can't miss them right when you get into West Fargo. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. All right, John Hinderacher is here from the Center of the American Experiment. Joe Biden is talking right now. Let's listen to a few seconds of this. He sounds tough. I don't know what's going on here.
When I took office in January, a sign that we're on the right track.
Okay, here we're on the right track.
Because of the extraordinary strides we've made,
he sounds like he's sleeping.
A year ahead, in my view.
Listen to him.
But I also know that despite this progress, families are anxious. They're anxious about COVID. They're anxious about the cost of living, the economy more broadly.
But other than that, everything's great.
He reads pretty good, though, for a guy his age.
He sounds terrible, though.
Yeah, he's reading away.
Economists predicted 573,000 jobs would be added in November. Less than half of that is the number, 210,000. That's a huge miss. That's weaker than expected. It's a disappointment, but he's happy, I guess. John, are you happy with that number? I don't hear John.
Down our economy. Government shut down our country. We've never seen anything like it. So obviously many millions of people are out of work and the GDP plummets and so on. Well, finally the shutdown ends, right? The government takes its foot off our necks and people start going back to work. And so Joe Biden says, wow, isn't this great? You know, unemployment is down. Well, of course it's down. They're no longer ordering the shutdown. But the fact is the economy, what we're looking at, you know, Scott, it seems like a replay of the stagflation of the 1970s. We've got the biggest increases in cost of living in over 30 years. At the same time, we've got persistent high underemployment.
Yeah, this is, and by the way, half hour late again. Sounds terrible. Listener just said, that's not Biden's voice. It's Biden. I'm looking at him. He's you know, staring like a deer in headlights at the teleprompter here. It's him, but I don't know if he was sick. He's always late for these press conferences. And as you say, John, he's spiking the football over the unemployment rate, and ignoring the fact that economists predicted 573,000 jobs and there's 210,000. So, how much longer can they keep up this kabuki dance, do you think?
Well, you know, one of my partners on Powerline, Scott Johnson, says that Joe Biden looks like an escapee from Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. He's got to sound like that, too. This whole thing is a train wreck. Scott, we've got this president who is obviously not up to the job, to put it very charitably. We've got an economy that is heading into stagflation. Joe Biden took office saying he had a plan. We're going to defeat the virus. We're going to squash the virus. And of course, there have been more COVID deaths, or at least alleged COVID deaths, in the United States after he took office than there were before. And now they're trying to stoke hysteria over this latest variant coming out of apparently South Africa. Is this ever going to end? That's what I want to know, Scott. Are we supposed to like hide in our basements indefinitely as long as they keep coming up with more variants?
You know, these are challenging times. There's no doubt about it. It's one of the reasons I love what the Center for the American Experiment does. You battle this in Minnesota every day. We are looking forward to expanding your talents and your team into North Dakota and eventually South Dakota as well. Talk about what you do to fight this. Fight the Walz administration. Fight the woke day in and day out. Critical race theory. This happy talk on the economy. What do you do?
Well, there's so much. Start with COVID just for a moment, Scott. I mean, we ran two separate campaigns against the shutdown order that was in place, or orders that were in place here in Minnesota. The first time, the order discriminated against small businesses, so that Target and Costco and Total Wine, all these places are open, and all the small businesses are shut down. And so we created videos. We got tens of thousands of Minnesotans to send emails to the governor, and we won that. You know, they stopped discriminating against small businesses. Then they closed down the schools. They closed down the churches. It was unbelievable. We ran another campaign against that, again, with a lot of success. Critical race theory. What they're trying to do to our kids is, you know, Scott, it's child abuse. It's outrageous. They're turning our children against each other in the public schools based on race. They're teaching anti-Americanism. They're teaching this extreme form of anti-white racism. So we put on 22 in-person educational meetings all over the state of Minnesota. We drew thousands of people, and so far we have gotten 23,000 Minnesotans to submit public comments opposing these proposed changes in our social studies standards for the public schools that are just shot through with critical race theory and similar leftist dogmas. That's a battle we've been fighting now for the last year. And here again, we've had great success because Minnesota's legislature, in one of the few conservative victories of the last year or so, has imposed a two-year moratorium on any changes.
This is the way we battle this stuff, day in and day out. If you want them on the line, AmericanExperiment.org. Thanks, John.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.